From the Sterling & Company studios, this is Classic Hits. Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, a DLC media radio station.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day to day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. It is our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. And Bobby, one of those special weekends coming up. Obviously, it's a holiday time, Thanksgiving Thursday. But Friday, Saturday, the 46th annual football state championships presented by the Indianapolis Colts. On Saturday, on Friday, classes 2, 4, and 6. On Friday, classes 1, 3, and 5. And I know it is one of the more important weekends for the association coming up this weekend.
It is, Bob. We're very thankful. It's that season of Thanksgiving, and we're very thankful for the opportunity to put these games on behalf of our membership and our student athletes. And we have a wonderful lineup of schools that have reached the state finals. It's always an exciting time for our fans and our students, and the matchups look great. We've got some great things planned throughout the weekend, and we're looking forward to having some fun this weekend.
I would think so. And in addition to six great games, you're going to introduce the state championship coaches in conjunction with the Indiana Football Coaches Association. You're inviting back officials who've been licensed for 50 years or longer. And I think a cool thing is on Saturday you're going to introduce the Unified Flag Football Champions, and I know you're especially proud of that event that just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago.
We are, Bob. You know, the football tournament, it's been going, this is the 46th one, and so we've got a lot of history. And it's an opportunity now to work with our Football Coach Association to recognize the state championship coaches over the years. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of those older gentlemen have left us now, but we've got a chance now to recognize those that are still with us, and we're going to bring them to the stadium over the weekend. We're bringing in officials. We've got an official that's been licensed for 60 years that's going to be at the games on the weekend, and so we're really excited to provide that recognition and what our contest officials do to add to the game. And then finally, as you mentioned, our Unified Flag Football Champions, the Bedford North Lawrence Stars, we're going to recognize them at the stadium on Saturday, and our first inaugural IHSA Flag Football Champions. So it's an exciting time, and I'm looking forward to all the festivities this weekend.
All right, Friday, we also have two teams who've never been here before, Evansville Central and Decatur Central. Evansville Central is playing in the 4A championships. They'll be taking on Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger on Friday, the second game. Decatur Central, first time in. They take on number one New Palestine for the nightcap on Saturday. Plus, Western Boone hasn't been here since the 90s. And combined records of these teams, 157-7. Seems like they made a convincing statement that the best teams are here.
Well, yes, we kind of track that in the office here, and former Commissioner Ress, he does that for us and sends that to me via email, and we look at that every week about winning teams and home field advantage and all that business, and just statistics that we kind of call useless football statistics, but it's kind of fun to do it. And, you mentioned 157-7 are the combined records of the 12 schools. Six of those, half of the field, is undefeated. And so it just shows that good teams advance and good teams win games and they put themselves in positions to play for a championship. And, you know, really excited for Evansville Central and Decatur Central, first time attendees. And, you know, you can look at this tournament from afar and have an idea what you think this tournament's like and what the state finals are like. But there's nothing like being there, and I think those two schools particularly are experiencing that right now. And regardless of whether you've been there one time or you've been there 15 times, like Carmel, it's still exciting. And every year is exciting, and it's a different group of kids. It might be a different kind of coaching staff. It might be a different administration, different parents that are supporting the kids. At the end of the weekend, we'll have had a great time, and we'll have crowned six champions.
It'll be fun. Game one starts it out at noon on Friday. Western Boone and Eastbrook, followed by Evansville Central and Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger, Warren Central and Carmel, the nightcap on Friday night. Game one on Saturday, 12 o'clock, defending champs, Pioneer taking on North Vermilion. Two undefeated teams in 3A, West Lafayette and Evans Memorial for the 3A. And the 5A championship between Decatur Central and New Palestine, the nightcap on Saturday night. He's the commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox. Bobby, as always, thanks so much. I hope you enjoy the holiday, and I know the weekend's going to be a great one.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes & Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Welcome to the Hatchet House tonight for Lady Hatchet Basketball on Memories 107.9 and WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Steve Brothers, ready for a varsity showdown as the Washington Lady Hatchets welcome in our close neighbors to the east, the Bar Reeve Lady Vikings. Pre-game coverage brought tonight by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent, and by Boyd and Son Machinery, proud to support Steve Brothers. We are of the young season club against Vincennes back here at the Hatchet House.
Well, the coaching staff was pretty because that was a hard-fought win, evenly matched ball, two undefeated teams, and they were happy, that's for sure.
In overtime, 4-5 was the final. You know what? No quit in this Lady Hatchet team. There were a couple times they could have rolled over, and Vincennes gave everything they had, and Coach Connor does a tremendous job with the Vincennes program. And no doubt we may see them again down the line, but in the end, the Hatchets had 48, Vincennes had 45 on the scoreboard.
Well, I was very impressed with their defense. Vincennes did a great job defensively. They really went out. And, it was a struggle quarter for the board, but I'll tell you what, Lindsay Moody, when we absolutely, she stepped up and hit two of them to give us a 3-point with less than 10 seconds to go.
Crowd still filing in for this varsity showdown. Looks like we're going to get an early tip-off tonight as the JV game along. Washington won the earlier contest 51-26. The JV Hatchets remain unblemished. He is set to follow suit, hopefully, and his Lady Vikings here this evening. We'll be back with more on the Hatchet pregame after this timeout. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against skinned knees and sibling supervillains that won't share. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, John Gear, at 2 East National Highway for a free insurance review.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Reitenauer trailers, and much more. Visit them online at boydtracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
Do you rent a house or an apartment? Have you thought about what would happen if your possessions were destroyed by fire or other type of disaster? Renters Insurance provides financial protection against such losses and is relatively inexpensive. Hi, this is Dawn Perkins with Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987 for a free quote. Thompson Insurance at 514 East Main Street in Washington, your local auto owner's independent insurance agency, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Washington Chrysler Center Deal of the Month is a 2019 Dodge Journey. These are perfect for your family hauling from ball games to school, work, and back home. And now during the Black Friday sales event at Washington Chrysler, you can own a new 2019 Journey for as low as $18,687. That's right, rebates and incentives up to $5,500 mean big savings for you. Only 9 in stock, these will go fast. See the sales team today and take your new Dodge Journey home during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center or online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Back here at the Hatchet House as we get set for this varsity matchup with the Washington Lady Hatchets and the Barrie Lady Vikings. Steve Brothers, and I'm with you. I think we triple hitter on Thanksgiving Eve again. Back where the girls play, the JV, or the boys play, then the girls play, and the varsity plays. Isn't that how it was?
Said before, the girls got the chance to play in front of 5,000 people, and that's something they're not used to. And of course, you know, during regional time or semi-state time, they have 5,000 or 6,000 people. In the during the regular season, most of the time, you know, you don't get. But so it was a big plus for the girls' program, and I'm not sure I did that because I thought it was a big.
Did drop Barrie from the schedule there for a few years and then added him back. I think, if I remember right, they were scheduled for a while and then they were added after they had their successful run several years ago.
Well, yeah, I believe Barrie dropped Washington from the schedule. That, so, yeah.
One of them did, yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, they're back now, so there's really no reason not to do it. You know, there's a nice little crowd here tonight, but it's not 5,000 people. You know, it's a fairly decent girls crowd, typical, but, you know, it'd be nice to play in. That would be, you know, that was electric.
And we look at next week, we got the, you know, next week, Washington on Thursday, and then the boys playing on the North Davies boys, girls, yeah. Boys doubleheader next week.
Yeah, it sure would make sense to maybe think about it. And then I think it would be a win for everybody.
Let's talk about the Prescription for Success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. And I'd say, Steve Brothers, Washington just needs to pick up right where they left off, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dwayne. don't mean to sound chauvinistic or whatever the adjective is, but it seems like with girls, sometimes after a regional win, it's hard to regroup after that. Hopefully, with the passage of several days and a few practices, that that big win Lincoln as a distant memory, and they can concentrate on the hand, but I always found it difficult, maybe especially in tournament time, whenever you have a big win, to try and bounce back and focus on the next game. Seems like that's kind of hard to do.
We'll see how the Hatchets do tonight. Again, Washington in the home, trimmed in white and gold, and the Abari Vikings in black, trimmed in white. Crowd still filing in tonight. It's going to be an early start as the JV had their way with the Abari Vikings in the preliminary game, 51-26. The varsity hoping to follow suit. Our coverage continues, brought to you by Boyd and Machinery. The starting lineups brought to you by Boyd Grain. Boyd Grain proud to support the visitors from Bari. Start at one guard, number 10, Mariah Bullock. Melissa Wagler at forward, number 20, Hannah Foose. The other forward is number 20, or number Ainsco. And in the middle for the Vikings is the Wilson. First-year head coach Brett over the program, the Vikings, as they check in at 1-2 on the young. Unblemished, they'll start at one guard, Quincy Healy, number 20. The other guard is number 24, senior captain Lindsay Moody. At forward, number 22, freshman Elena Thorne. At forward, number 33, freshman Kinsia Labasseur. And in the middle for the Hatchets, number 40, Allie Barber. Gretchen Miles. And as we, Steve Brothers, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's been the start of Quince Healy as she gets the starting nod for the Hatchets. But that will change up. Hadley Faith has started a couple of games squad this year. She's got.
Well, I don't believe Allie Barber started last game, and she's in this tonight. So she's switching.
When we come back, we'll tip it off here at the house after this. 2 minute timeouts on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin, owner of Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan, it's our mission and our greatest priority at Edley Mortuary. Many people who enter into a prepaid funeral contract don't fully understand their transferability rights. Prepaid funeral contracts can easily be transferred. Simply contact Edley Mortuary and we will assist you. For more information, call Edley Mortuary at 812-254-3612.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years' experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
Welcome to the Hatchet House. Is this one just leading 4-0 against the A&R Home Center scoreboard? Lady Vikings have the ball. First two from Kinsia Lavasseur. And the other freshman, Elena Thorne, chipped in the other two. Washington on top 4-0 with 6 minutes to go in the opening period. Bonnerive trying to get something started on the offensive end. There's a shot deflected by Addison Ansco. And then on the fast break, there's a shot by Thorne off the mark. Out of bounds, last touched by the Vikings. So chance.
Already has three turnovers in the early going here.
Top of the key, there's Moody. Moody off to Barber. Barber's shot, no good, and it's out of bounds this time to the Vikings.
Well, Washington 2-for-6 from the field. As you mentioned, Lavasseur and Thor connected in the early.
5:35 to go in this first period. Washington 4-0 on the A&R Hatchet House. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers on WAMW FM Washington. Glad to have you along for Hatchet basketball on this Saturday night. Ainsco underneath had a good open look, couldn't get it. Rebound to Rachel Wilson, and it's denied by the Hatchets. Here's Lavasseur, and she puts it up. No good. Wilson gets the rebound, and here come the Vikings. Ainsco, fast break. Left-hand shot, too strong. Moody there to clean it up. And Moody pushes it up now for Washington. Moody shot all the way. No, but she's fouled, and Lindsay Moody has a pair of free throws. So Moody shoots two. 4:57 to play in the opening quarter. It's Washington 4. Bar even nothing, just underway. Washington in control right now.
It looked like, Dwayne, that Barry was going to struggle a little bit. Washington's man-to-man defense there, as they haven't really gotten a very good, they've maybe gotten one good look thus far.
Mackenzie Schwarzentruber checking in now for the Vikings. Coach Brett Graber in his first year with the Barry program. Second shot from Moody is up and in. She hits one for two at the line, so it's 5-0 in favor of the Hatchets. As Addison Ainsco brings it up the floor for Barreve.
Pretty sticky man-to-man defense, as I mentioned. Barreve really playing very tentatively on the half court.
Rachel Wilson. Off to Mariah Bullock. Now it goes to Mackenzie Swartz and Trooper and back to Bullock. She's at the center circle. She'll set the offense. Hands off to Wilson. Rachel Wilson. Over to Melissa Wagler. Wagler picks up the dribble. Gets it to a cutting Ainsco. Ainsco had a good look as she drove baseline, but it was short. Rebound Washington, and here comes the fast break for the Hatchets. Denied by Wilson and the Vikings. They tried to get it into Lavasseur, and on the fast break this time, it goes to Barreen. So the Vikings on the board as Addison Ainsco connects off the glass. Makes it 5-2, a three-point Hatchet lead. Barber in the paint, kicks it out to Healy. Healy tries for three around the rim. No good. Rachel Wilson with the rebound. Out to Wagler. Wagler pushes it up to Bullock. Bullock sets for three and couldn't get it too strong. Wilson chases down the loose ball. Out of bounds. Last touch by Washington, so Barry maintains possession. Tonight's game brought to you by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. By your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. And by Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, downtown Washington. There's a nice move to the bucket by Ainsco as her shot is no good. But there for the rebound, Rachel Wilson. And Wilson gets a chance to shoot two free ones.
Coach Miles unhappy. The Vikings already have three offensive rebounds. And Hadley Faith is checking the game. You know, as you may remember, she sprained her wrist against Vincennes the other night and had to leave the game.
High arching shot by Wilson off the mark. It's for transfer from Washington Catholic. I think she played for WC last year. Wearing the Barry black and red tonight as the sub checks in for the Vikings.
What's the eligibility rules on that? They don't have to sit out?
Second free throw from Wilson. No good. And the rebound controlled by Lavasseur and the Hatchets. I'm not sure on that, bro.
I don't know either.
Ball controlled now by Washington. Lavasseur looking in to up and in. And Allie, Elena Thorne gets two more. She's got four.
I'll tell you what. You can just see the confidence level in Thorne with each game. She's playing. That just lasted a couple.
So worked it in. Missed her first shot. Second putback is good. Ainsco is the real deal. Makes it 7-4. The lead cut to three. Her is on the boys' team. Name is well known. Good athletes. A reach-in foul called against the Vikings. And Ainsco, Addison Ainsco, gets her first.
Well, I was just talking about Hadley Faith. She has a wrap on her wrist, her left wrist, but apparently she's good to go. And she was player of the game against the Alices, so valuable
really
player.
Well. Really well in that game. Thor, Lavasseur. Lavasseur lays it in for two. Concia Lavasseur has four. And the lead is now five for Washington. Four on the Anor Home Center scoreboard. Quick three on the other end, and count it. That is Tracy Stahl who checked into the lineup, and she connects from downtown. She makes it 9-7. It's a two-point ball game.
Well, Reeve hanging tough here in the first quarter.
Here's Moody, guarded tight. Lavasseur, Lavasseur's jumper is up and in.
Wow.
Concia Lavasseur.
That's
about
nice.
A 20-footer?
Well, just inside. So, nice shot.
11-7, four-point lead for Washington with a minute 45 left in the opening quarter. Mariah Bullock hands it off to Wilson. Wilson back to Bullock, now back to Wilson. She kicks it over to Schwartzentruber. Schwartzentruber drags the foot, and it's a traveling violation against the Vikings.
Boy, unforced errors just are killers, aren't they, Dwayne?
Wagler checking back in for Barreve. Also into the lineup now for the lady.
Don't seem to have her number, do we?
Number four.
Oh, there she is. Sheets.
That's Lindley Sheets. Quick shot by Barber. High arching shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. Around. Lavas keeps it into Thorne, and her shot is short. Addison Ainsco gets the board with a minute. Pushes it off to Bullock. Bullock back out to Ainsco. Ainsco driving baseline, lost the handle, and she'll give it back to Washington.
Six turnovers for the Lady Vikings here in the first quarter.
But they're only down by four.
Yeah.
11-7, Washington hasn't capitalized yet in this opening period. It's moving right along. We're going to get through this one quick at this pace,
just
bro.
Just like the JV game was fast also.
JV game went in no time.
Washington was the winner in that one, and they remain undefeated.
Moody. Washington may look for the last shot here. We'll see. Barber has it now. Off to Moody.
Vikings in a 2-3 zone defense, it looks like. And we're down to 30 seconds in the quarter. And Moody is just going to pull a Bobby Plump out there.
No challenge. No challenge from Bar Eve at the moment.
Jimmy Chitwood.
I want the ball.
I'll take it.
Moody over to Thorne. Now it's 10 seconds. Moody has the three. She shoots it around the rim. No good. Rebound to Lindley Sheets and the Vikings. Wagler puts it up. A three at the buzzer by Mariah Bullock. No good. And that's it for the first period of play. The fastest 8 minutes in basketball, Steve Brothers. After one quarter of action, here's to Hatchet House on the Ann Arbor Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 11, Bar Eve 7. We'll be back in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
If you're traveling through the south side of town, save yourself some time, gas, and money, and let us pump your gas. Stop by Southside One Stop and fill up. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. Our Southside One Stop location is stocked and staffed for your convenience. Our full-service station is open, and we pump your fuel 7 days a week. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 to 5 on Sunday.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Tonight's game at the Hatchet House brought to you by Ann Arbor Home Center, more than just a hardware store. By a Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal. TV 10, coverage you can count on. And by your Edward Jones financial advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. Hatchets start with the ball to begin the second period of play. They work it into Hadley Faye, and she's fouled on the inbound pass. I think it goes against Ainsco, and that may be her second. She'll have to be. It is two on Ainsco.
Faith will be shooting two free throws.
Hadley Faith had that great game against Vincennes to get the conference win. She connects on the first free throw. Hatchet's 2-for-3 at the line. They lead 12-7 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Well, the sprained wrist doesn't seem to be bothering Hadley, really.
Rachel Wilson checks in now to replace Addison's Ainsco with the two fouls. Second free throw from Hadley Faith is too strong, and the rebound to Marissa Wagler. Wagler working it up for the Vikings. Hands off to Tracy Stahl. Now to Mariah Bull. Top of the key, hands off to Sheets. Help back out to Bullock. Bullock over to Wagler. She's got some time. She sets for the three. And there to clean it up is Lavasseur and the Hatchets. Lavasseur finds her point guard, Moody, and Moody now directing traffic to set it up for Washington.
Now it's a 1-2-2 zone defense, so they're mixing it up a little bit. See if we can hit a three-pointer here.
No, denied by Bar Eve. It's tied up, jump ball. Points to the Vikings. That's going to be a turnover for Washington.
Only their second turnover of the game, and Bar Eve has six turnovers. So, Washington. All right.
Mm-hmm. Stahl works it to Marissa Wagler. Wagler could not. Denied by Moody. She picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Moody takes it. And then a reach-in foul called on Wagler.
That was an excellent set defensively for the Hatchets, as Barreve had to go on that. And Moody got the steal.
Former Vincent Revee coach Young now helping with the officiating crew.
Yes, he did some last year, so I believe.
Calling tonight's game. The top of the key. Healy over to Thorne. Now Moody sets for three. He gets it. Lindsay Moody with her fourth point tonight. Makes 8.
Because we had to prove that we could defense, and Moody was wide open and drained it.
It's kicked there by Moody. It's out of bounds to Barreve. Coming in, Addison Ains Coe returning for Barreve. Also checking in now is Hannah Fuchs for the Vikings. Denali Barber returns to the lineup. Tonight's game brought to you by the Donaldson Agency. With Donaldson's, your number one, and Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Had a busy week of basketball here at the Hatchet House.
Having trouble getting the ball in, and there's a five-second call.
Five-second violation. It's going back to Washington.
8 turnovers for the Vikings.
Barreve won the Thanksgiving Eve battle here in the boys' matchup. 60-49 was the final. Hatchets had a couple of chances to break through, but just couldn't stop that tough Barreve offense.
Yeah, it seemed like that lead fluctuated between about 8 and 14 points the entire game.
Moody thought about the three, traveled with it, and she'll give it back to Barreve.
Well,
Dwayne, shot fake.
What can we say about that call?
Never like it, but it's always there.
It's a shot fake travel.
So the Barreve Vikings get it back. Addison Ainsco controls, hands it to Bullock, top of the key. Bullock over to Hannah Foose. Hannah Foose now picks up the dribble. Gets it to Tracy Stahl. Stahl traveled with it. She drug a pivot foot. It's back to Washington.
I tell you what, these unforced errors are just killing the Vikings. If they would have avoided about 3 or 4 of those, we'd have about a tie ball game maybe. So I guess credit the Hatchet defense because that's – but, you know, some of them are unforced.
Thorne looking into Lavasseur. Lavasseur kicks it out to Moody, over to Barber. Barber's got time. She'll try for three. Too strong. Rebound to Addison Ainsco and the Vikings. Addison all the way in the paint.
Oh, my.
Traveled. And it goes back to.
That was in traffic.
Washington.
She traveled.
Yep. Took that step. Collision occurred.
I guess.
So it's back to Washington. Both teams having trouble right now with the turnovers.
Yep.
Been locked at this one for a bit, 15-7. The lead is 8 for Washington.
Let's get the ball inside, girls. How about Kinsia there?
Thorne tried to get it into Lavasseur, denied by Wilson. She picked that one off midair. She pushes it up to Hannah Foose, and Foose is fouled by Elena Thorne. Only the third foul against Washington, so it'll be out of bounds for Barreve.
10 turnovers for the Vikings, 4 for the Hatchets, with 4:44 in the second quarter.
Ainsco looking to trigger it in.
Still having trouble. Tipped out by Lavasseur. So they'll have it out of bounds on the other side of the baseline.
We'll try again. Addison Ainsco underneath her own bucket. Still looking for the open player. Kicks it way out to Wilson. Ainsco, and Ainsco will set it up. Stahl, far corner, over to Wilson. Now to Bullock. Bullock, see Stahl. Stahl back to Mariah Bullock.
Dwayne Bullock, I believe, had an older sister that played on the state finals team.
Bullock's shot is too high off the glass. The rebound controlled by Barber and the Hatchets. She did. There's been several Bullocks go through the program. Washington again turns it over on this end.
A little bit of a shaky performance here by the Lady Hatchets.
Too much of a hurry, and that's what happens. So Barreve now controls. Halfway through this second quarter, It's Washington 15, Barre 7, and a foul away from the ball called. See what goes.
Referee pausing for suspense.
It's going against Quincy Healy and the Hatchets. Healy gets her second, so she'll set down. Jade Browning checking into the lineup now for Washington.
I want to finish my thought. Bullock looks a lot like her sister, doesn't she, Dwayne?
Yes, she does.
From at least from this distance.
They're all solid athletes. They got a brother that played for a good Barre basketball team as well. And a traveling called against Gainesco.
What's good for one is good for another. That was another shot fake travel, and I wish the officials would watch the pivot foot on that.
Back to Washington now with 3:50 to play in the first half. 15-7. Hatchets lead by 8 with the ball. Thorne taking it to the hoop, worked right around her defender and lays it in for 2. That's the first score we've had in a good while.
Yes, it is.
Elena Thorne has 6. Man for the Hatchets with 3.5 first half.
Could have called a travel on that shot.
Stahl picks up the dribble. Out to Ainsco at the volleyball line. Ainsco now thought about it. Takes it to the hoop. Nice move, but just couldn't get it to the finish. Too strong off the glass, and Allie Barber cleans it up for Washington. Ainsco's a nice little player for Barre. She really is.
Volleyball player too, right?
Oh, yeah. Several of these Viking basketball players also on that state champion Barre team. Lavasseur had nobody guarding her, and she took it straight to the basket, laid it in for 2, and Coach Brett Graber didn't like that. Timeout, Barre. 2:50 to go, first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 19, the Barre Vikings 7. We'll be back to the half on WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's 2 Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City.
2:23 left to play in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington leads the Barre Lady Vikings 19-7. Hatchets will have the ball as play resumes. Washington in control right now, but it's not been a pretty game on either side, Steve Brothers.
Well, compared to the Vincennes game, which was very, very exciting, I believe this game would put... This game so far would put Mike Lindell to sleep. You know who that is?
No, that's me on that one.
That's the MyPillow guy.
Oh, really?
He has trouble sleeping.
Good reference there.
Thank you, but he might even be able to sleep.
And I think my mother has one of those. She bought one. I'm going to get me one. Those things work, I understand.
Yeah, well, no trouble sleeping in this half.
Lindsay Moody drives to the hoop, and she connects for 2. Moody with 6 points now, and the Hatchets lead is 21-7 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're under 2 minutes left in the first half. Ainsco hands off to Rachel Wilson. Wilson's in the paint, shot no good, rebound to Allie Barber and the Hatchets. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington, proud sponsor of tonight's action, as Allie Barber makes a strong move to the basket and she gets in the scoring column for two.
Hatchet's starting to pull away now, 23-7. Minute 30 to go in the second quarter.
Haynes Coe off to Bullock. Mariah Bullock.
Ooh, that looked like a good
blocked
block.
Blocked by Moody. But a foul called, bump foul against Moody. And it should send Bullock to the line to shoot two.
I don't think Lindsay liked that call, but.
Bullock so far quiet. The Hatchets have held Bar Eve scoreless so far in the second period.
Yes.
Bullock looking to change that here at the free throw line. The first charity toss is up and in. So Mariah Bullock scores her first points tonight as Lindley Sheets checks back in. And Mackenzie Swartz and Trubarall also re-enters. Rachel Wilson and Addison Ainsco will set down for the Vikings. 23-8. One more free throw for Bullock. Her second toss is up.
And oh, tough break.
Lane violation called against Bar Eve, so Bullock hits it, but it won't count.
I was just going to comment on her free throw form. It's like perfect form, beautiful rotation on the ball, good arch, nothing but net. I guess you got to stay behind the line, though.
Minute 15 to play, first half, Washington 23, Bar Eve 8 here at the Hatchet House. Girls basketball on your Saturday nights. Dwayne Shake along with Steve Brothers. This game moving right along tonight. Elena Thorne gets the pass from Browning. She missed short. Got her own rebound. Now it's kicked out to Barber. Barber drives. Her shot up and in for two more.
Off the glass from the front of the goal. That's a tough shot.
Allie Barber makes it 25-8. Marissa Wagler answers on the other end. Melissa Wagler connects. Makes it 25-10 and a timeout called.
Who called that
by
timeout?
By Bar Eve.
They just scored.
We'll be back right after this 30-second break. It's Washington 25, Bar Eve 10. Back after this on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back here with the final 40 seconds. The Washington Hatchets walk it up the floor. Leading 25-10 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Can see a lot of the sewer behind the arc. Looks into Barber. Barber can't handle the pass, and it's a turnover for Washington into the hands of Bullock and the Vikings.
Well, Bar Eve called that timeout after their own basket, just 40 seconds to go in the quarter, and then they talked to him for 10 seconds. So I don't know what that timeout was all about.
Trying to make one adjustment somewhere.
I suppose.
Now the Vikings look for the last shot here. They need to work fast. 5 seconds. Sheets. Pass denied. So it'll be out of bounds. Bar Eve. They have 1.6 seconds to get a shot off as Addison Ainsco will quickly check in for the Vikings.
I always hated to sub in with 1.6 seconds to go.
I think they want her to have the ball.
Looks like it. Three-pointer. Here it is.
Goes into Ainsco. She'll throw it up at the buzzer. No good. And that's it for the first half of play. We played one half of basketball, one quick half here at the Hatchet House on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 25, the Bar Eve Vikings 10. Halftime show coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchet's Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. From our delicious age-certified Angus beef steaks to bourbon salmon, wings, Monterey chicken, and so much more, the Aces menu has something to satisfy everyone's taste buds. The holiday season is now here, and the perfect stocking stuffer or gift to fit all sizes is an Aces gift certificate, available in any dollar amount. Merry Christmas from everyone at Aces, located inside the Washington Country Club.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Hatchet Basketball Tonight, brought to you by Aces Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road, offering your great lunch and dinner 6 days a week. Give them a try. You won't be disappointed. Aces Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. And by Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of your Washington Hatchets. At the halftime break on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Hatchets leading the Bari Vikings 25-10. Individual scoring first for Washington. They're led by Kinsia Lavasseur. The freshman has 8 points. Lindsay Moody right behind with 6. Elena Thorne also has 6. Allie Barber with 4 at the half. And Hadley Faith come in to hit a free throw. So 8 for Kinsia Lavasseur, 6 for Lindsay Moody, 6 for Elena Thorne, 4 for Allie Barber, and 1 free throw for Hadley Faith. For the Bari Vikings, they're led by Addison Ainsco. She has 4. 3 points for Tracy Stahl, 2 points for Melissa Wagler, and 1 free throw for Mariah Bullock. 4 for Addison Ainsco, 3 for Tracy Stahl, 2 for Melissa Wagler, and a free throw for Mariah Bullock. Washington led 11-7 at the end of the first quarter, and at the half, they're up 25-10. How about your first half team stats, Steve Brothers?
For Washington, 11 for 23 from the field, 48% shooting. 1 for 4 from the three-point arc as Moody hit 1. And 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds, and 6 turnovers. For Bar Reeve, 4 for 17 from the field, 24%. That includes 1 for 5 from the three-point arc, 1 for 4 from the free throw line, 4 offensive rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds, and 12 turnovers. So the story of the half, the reason why the Hatchets have slowly built a 15-point lead is 24% shooting by the Vikings and 12 first-half turnovers.
Talk us through the locker room now. Steve Brothers, what kind of adjustments Coach Brett Graber making for the Vikings?
Well, it's easy to say, you know, but they got to cut down on their unforced turnovers. A turnover in traffic is one thing, but half of those turnovers have been unforced, where the girl just dragged her pivot foot or looked the other way and the ball went out of bounds. You can't afford, whenever maybe you're the underdog a little bit, every possession is valuable, and you can't afford these unforced errors. I would probably continue, you know, at the end of the half, they were playing a man-to-man defense, and I think Thorne got loose once and Barber got loose once. I would probably continue playing in some sort of a zone defense for a while and make the Hatchets prove that they can hit three-point shots. That's what I would do and see what happens. Of course, you can't play zone all half if you remain behind, but at least you might try it for some in the third quarter to see what happens.
What about for the Hatchets?
Well, as long as they play their good, strong man-to-man defense and block out and don't allow offensive rebounds, it's going to be tough for Bar Reeve to get back in this game. But, this quarter could go either two ways. Either the Hatchets can pull away and coast to victory, or Bar Reeve can be that team that just won't go away. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here in the next 3 or 4 minutes.
Washington leads at the half 25-10 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with second half action from the Hatchet House after this on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. you do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Hastings Mutual offers a contractor's program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back at the Hatchet House. Tonight's Lady Hatchet basketball brought to you by Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Neil and Betty Newton invite you to their place for dinner this weekend. You won't be disappointed. They serve lunch and dinner, and they have the best steak in Gibson County. It was voted by the readers of the Gibson County newspaper. Congratulations to them, and I'll tell you what. If you want a great steak, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse is worth your drive in Oakland City. Tonight's game brought to you by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, now serving Daviess County on State Street in Washington, and Tim Dant, Social Security Disability Attorney from the Law Office of Hayes and Dant in Washington. These guys, these sponsors we mentioned night in and night out, they make it happen. They bring you high school athletics on the radio. We appreciate each and every one of them and encourage you to get out and patronize those sponsors for bringing you Lady Hatchet basketball on this Saturday night. Ready for the second half of play. Washington in control right now. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's the Lady Hatchets 25, the Bar of Lady Vikings 10.
Dwayne, we have an announcer tonight who just celebrated his 70th birthday. That would be one Mr. Don Spillman.
Is that right? Did I miss that?
I believe you did.
When did that happen?
Well, somewhere in the last few days.
Happy birthday, Don Spillman. 70, he crossed another landmark.
Yep, I congratulated him, and then I reminded him he probably only has like 15 years left to live. I don't think he wanted to hear that.
I would not have guessed a day over 68.
Well, Bar Eve opening into a little bit of a trap defense here.
Washington has the ball to begin the second half. The right to left on your radio dial. Elena Thorne takes the baseline jumper and does not get it. Rebound, Allie Barber. Her putback is no good, and this time Bar Eve controls it. Addison Ainsco takes it all the way, and she draws a foul. Ainsco is going to shoot a pair of free throws, I believe.
Well, Bar Eve entered the quarter with a little bit of a sense of urgency there on defense as they went into a zone trap and really went after it. And Barber had a real nice look but failed to connect.
Ainsco shooting two. Her first free throw is up and in. Ainsco good for 5 points tonight. Makes it 25-11 in favor of Washington. She's got one more charity toss. Next Lady Hatchet broadcast is coming Tuesday night. North Davies. That one no good off the mark. On the rebound, it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Hatchets. So a break for Bari. They'll get it back.
The referee obviously guessed on that play, you could tell, and he guess the visitors. Normally when you guess, you're supposed to guess the home team.
There's a drive to the hoop by Bullock. It's no good. The rebound controlled by Barber and the Hatchets. And then they try to get it up court to Healy. Out of her reach and out of bounds. Back to Bar Reed.
Just a bit too strong on that.
Neither team looking real impressive here tonight. Too much turkey. That's what we're going to blame it on.
Well, I was going to say that. I believe you're right.
7:25 to go, third quarter, 25-11. Hatchets have the lead. We will be at North Davies next Thursday night for that girls' matchup with the Lady Cougars. Ainsco, nice move to the bucket. Addison Ainsco, good for two more. She's got seven now.
Good spin move.
25-13. There's that pressure by Bar-Eve.
Oh, another turnover
and
for Washington.
And it's another turnover for the Hatchets.
Coach Miles is not a happy camper over there in the sideline.
Tracy Stahl now works it across the timeline. She's far side. She draws a double team in trouble. Last touch knocked out of bounds by the Hatchets, so Bari maintains possession. And now we're going to see Melita Adradanowska coming in to replace Quincy Healy.
Well, with a little full court pressure, doesn't hurt to have a scrappy little ball handler come in.
Melissa Wagler needs some help. She gets it into Ainsco. Ainsco now dribbles at the center circle for Bar-Eve. That pass taken away by Moody. Moody coast to coast, up and in for two. Moody saw that one coming.
That was a big play.
Stepped in front of it, and she has eight. It's 27-13 in favor of the Hatchets.
That'll break the momentum in a hurry.
Nice job by Moody, the senior leader captain.
Ooh, look at that, the long arm of the law there.
Ainsco is...
The long arms of Elena Thorne.
If Elena lays her arms down just by her side, she nearly touches her knees.
Well, Dwayne...
To give you an idea, try to give you a picture. Her arm span, her reach is unbelievable.
Well, Dwayne, you may remember, I'm sure you do, back in 1989, the Hatchets had another Thorne that was left-handed.
John Thorne?
That had long arms, and it was Johnny Thorne.
Yep.
No relation. But similar type players. Johnny Thorne was a heck of a player for the Hatchets.
Allie Barber for three. Around the rim, no good. Rebound to Adradanowska. The Hatchets get another chance. Here's Barber, or excuse me, Moody. Moody into Lavasseur. Lavasseur deflected there by Rachel Wilson, and the Vikings get it back. Ainsco picked from behind. It's staying with Bari.
But you're right, Dwayne. Those arms are really long.
I mean, if she's standing straight up and puts them by her side, she nearly touches her kneecap. Look at that.
Yep. And she's 14 years old.
Wow.
Or maybe 15.
Into Rachel Wilson. Wilson tied up. Jump ball. Arrow keeps it still with Bari. Hatchets looking to go 6-0 on the young season with a win here tonight.
Having trouble.
Looking in, finds Wagler. Now it goes to Wilson. Wilson kicks it over to Tracy Stahl. Stahl out to Ainsco at the top of the key. Ainsco, you can see, she's one of the go-to players for Bari.
Yes.
Leads the scoring tonight with 7 points. There's a three by Stahl. She can't get that one.
Good block out by Washington.
Barber gets the rebound, pushes it up to Moody. Moody quickly up the floor, hands off to Barber.
Wide open.
Wide open, doesn't get the jumper, but gets her own rebound, and the putback is no good. This time, Wilson gets the board for the Vikings. Boy, that's a tough break.
Yep. Allie's had two shots. Oh, there's a travel. I agree with that one, Dwayne.
Ainsco took an extra step. It's back to the Hatchets. Allie Barber needs a breather, and Hadley Faith re-entering now for Washington.
That was a shot fake on the three-point arc, but I believe she did shuffle her feet on that one.
5 minutes to go, third quarter, 27-13. Washington with the advantage and the ball. Thorne, top of the key to Adradanowska.
Bar-Eve is in that zone defense. I thought they might try.
There's Adradanowska again, near side in front of the Hatchet bench to Thorne. Back to Adradanowska. Now she sets for three. Can't get it. On the rebound, I think it's going to go against Faith over the back.
Must have had her hand on her back because she definitely wasn't really over the back per se with her body. Must have shoved off from behind.
Ball's back to Bar-Eve.
Hadley was confused on that call, too. Didn't quite understand that one.
You know, still a really good crowd on hand for a Saturday night here at the Hatchet House.
Yep.
This team looking to try to stay unbeaten at 6-0. After a big, impressive conference win over Vincennes in their last outing Thursday night. Wagler hands it to Tracy Stahl, far side behind the arc. Stahl looking into Rachel Wilson. Wilson makes a nice move to the bucket but can't get it. Thorne cleans the board, hands it to Moody, and here comes the Hatchets.
Washington needs to get something going offensively.
Adranowska over to Lavasseur. Lavasseur to Adranowska. Now for three. Nope. Rebound tied up. Jump ball. Arrow this time keeps it with Washington as Lindley Sheets will re-enter the lineup for the Vikings, replacing Rachel Wilson.
Score this quarter is 3-2 Vikings.
You're right. Not much on either side.
Nope.
Halfway through the third period. Thorne gets it into Moody. Over now to Adranowska, far side. Still that zone.
Yep.
Now Thorne tries for three. Left-handed three ball. No good. Sheets gets the rebound and a reach-in foul called on Thorne as she tries to intercept the pass from Bar-Eve.
Washington 1-for-8 from the three-point arc. Bar-Eve is 1-for-6 from the three-point arc.
Third team foul against the Hatchets, the second on Thorne. You know, we don't award style points, and we're thankful for that, right?
Yeah, this has not been a pretty game. I will say that if you're a neutral fan, the strong point in this game is Bar-Eve is really playing hard.
Yes, they are.
They're playing very hard, and they're hanging in the game, but their turnovers are killing them.
Lindley Sheets over to Wagler. Wagler, top of the key to Stahl.
Ooh, near steal.
Stahl to Bullock. Bullock thought about the three, then tried to get it into Sheets, out of the reach of her hands. Adranowska gets the steal, can't get the layup. The rebound to Lavasseur. Her second attempt is good. Concealed Lavasseur now in double figures with 10.
She was padding her offensive rebound stats.
I was going to say that. 29-13.
As she missed the putback, but got another offensive rebound and put it in. She has, 10 points and 7 rebounds in the game so far. Long three-pointer.
Alyssa Wagler.
Wow.
She can hit that. That's her second.
That was from downtown.
I'm sorry, that's her first three-pointer of the night. I thought she hit the other one, but that was Stahl that hit that one. Second three-pointer of the night for Bar-Eve, 29-16 in favor of the Hatchets. We're approaching the two-minute mark in the third quarter. Adranowska has the answer. She hits for three on the other end.
You knew she was going to hit one eventually. She missed her first two, and to her credit, she kept firing and drained it.
32-16, 2 minutes left to play, third quarter. Washington in control, Bar-Eve with the ball.
Oh, look, see, that's killing them, an over and back turnover.
Tough break there for the Vikings as they lose the handle. Three new Bar-Eve players coming in. No, two on each side, I should say.
17 Bar-Eve turnovers.
Rachel Wilson and Hannah Foose re-enter for the Vikings. Allie Barber and Quincy Healy back in for the Hatchets. With a minute 48 to play third quarter, it's 32-16.
Now the Vikings have switched back to a man-to-man defense, so look for the Hatchets to get the ball inside.
Washington with the lead and the ball. Moody.
Lavasseur's out of the game, so.
Took it to the hoop, no good. Rebound and a foul called on Hadley Faith.
I don't agree with that call. I'm sorry. I don't think she fouled. I mean, it looked like she was going to go over the back, but she missed her. So I think maybe the official anticipated the over and back and blew the whistle a tad bit early.
A minute 20 left, third quarter.
Now that's a foul right
Hadley
there.
Faith is going to pick up her third on that one. Two quick fouls for Hadley Faith. She'll have to sit down, and Elena Thorne will check back in.
Elena got a 20-second breather. You know, the last few games, Elena Thorne has very rarely sat on the bench.
She doesn't sit out much. Tonight's game brought to you by the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most, and the Crane Federal Credit Union banking on a Hatchet victory. Final minute ticking away in the third quarter. It's Washington 32, Bar-Eve 16.
Yeah, another foul on Washington. This one's probably on Thorne.
It's a six-team foul against the Hatchets, and they're going to give Ainsco two free throws on the continuation.
Bar-Eve is 2-for-6 from the free throw line.
That's the third foul on Thorne, but the bigger story, that's the sixth team foul against the Hatchets. So Bar-Eve will be in the bonus the rest of this game. First free throw connects. One more coming.
So much for the fast game, Dwayne. This is going to slow down in a hurry.
JV went to Washington. They won 51-26 in the preliminary game. Second free throw off the mark by Ains Coe, controlled by Barber and the Hatchets.
Barber has 9 rebounds.
32-17, a 15-point Hatchet lead. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Elena Thorne with it. Thorne kicks it over to Moody. Moody at the top of the key, one-on-one with Mariah Bullock. Now she hands to Adradanoska. Melita Adradanoska gets it to Elena Thorne. Now to Moody. Moody up and in for two.
Nice shot by Lindsay
Moody.
And I
love to see that. You know, down the stretch, bro, that shot's going to be so important for the success of this Hatchet program, isn't it?
Well, that shot was old school. You just don't see very many, 13-foot jumpers anymore.
Shot fake, drew her defender off the feet, and then took it, put it through. 10 points for the senior Moody. 34-17. Ains Coe, nice spin move on the other end, and she answers with two. Addison Ains Coe having a good game tonight. At the buzzer, there's a shot by Moody. It's no good, and that's it for the third quarter of play. We have 8 minutes left here at the Hatchet House. After three on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's Washington 34, Bar Eve 19. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Washington Chrysler Center Deal of the Month is a 2019 Dodge Journey. These are perfect for your family hauling from ball games to school, work, and back home. And now during the Black Friday sales event at Washington Chrysler, you can own a new 2019 Journey for as low as $18,687. That's right, rebates and incentives up to $5,500 mean big savings for you. Only 9 in stock, these will go fast. See the sales team today and take your new Dodge Journey home during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center or online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Postgame report coming up after this one, brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, and our overall MVP presented by Anna Luke Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. That's all coming up on the Hatchet postgame. But first, 8 minutes left. Barry starts with the ball to begin this fourth quarter. Washington leading 34-19 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Washington in a man-to-man defense, pretty aggressive here.
Melissa Wagler tries to shake her defender at Dradanoska, but Melita stays on her. Now Wagler picks up the dribble, and it's kicked by the Hatchets.
Is my imagination, Dwayne, or has Washington picked up the defense a notch?
I think Coach Miles had something to say to her team during that huddle.
Well, the third quarter score was 9-9. So it certainly appears they've turned it up a notch.
In it goes to Ains Coe. Off to Wagler now. Now Tracy Stahl. Stahl to Ains Coe. Working far side, one-on-one with Lavasseur. Hansko now pulls it out to set the offense.
1 minute gone and no shots yet.
Oh, wow. Hansko with a beautiful move to the basket. Just couldn't get the finish. The rebound kicked out to Moody and the Hatchets. So that was, she should have been rewarded for that one, bro.
I know, that was a good move.
She made a nice drive to the bucket, just couldn't get it to fall through.
She's made several nice little spin moves there.
It's a give and go by Elena Thorne and Allie Barber, denied by Ains Coe. She swatted it out of bounds, so Washington maintains possession.
Dwayne, the Vikings are shooting 29% from the field and have 17 turnovers. Consequently, they have 19 points.
Moody over to Thorne. Thorne to the hoop, too strong, rebound to Bullock, weak side. Bullock Tried to push it up to Ains Coe, and that was denied by Lavasseur. Now Lavasseur gets it and one.
Dwayne, whenever Kinsia gets a steal like that, she's not giving the ball up. She's going to go right to the basket hard, and she's just so difficult to stop under those circumstances.
36-19, 6:25 to go. Away from basketball for a moment, I did watch Bohemian Rhapsody today, Steve Brothers.
I've heard that was a good
Excellent movie. Excellent biopic on the life of Freddie Mercury and the group Queen. If you get a chance to check it out, wow.
The star of that movie, a graduate of University of Evansville.
Yes, yes. And he played a tremendous part in that movie.
That's what I hear.
6 minutes left.
Still, the Vikings are trying to solve this man-to-man defense by Washington, and they're really having a difficult time. Another near turnover.
Into Ains Coe. She's fouled. That's going to be four, I believe, on Thorne.
Well, Lena went up straight up with those long arms. Evidently, there was some body contact there.
That is her fourth and the seventh team foul going against the Hatchets. So Addison Ains Coe shooting two here. The first free throw is good.
I'd say she's the player of the game on the Viking side.
No doubt. As now Thorne sits down and Jade Browning re-enters for Washington. That Live Aid concert, 1985. You remember that when Queen took the stage?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, you were just a pup.
I was.
You can't possibly have remembered that.
What a show, though, huh?
Yes.
Anybody who was anybody in music at that time was in that concert.
I believe Paul McCartney, I think it was him,
yep.
Played... we got a game going on. Turnover for Washington. I believe he played in – was he the one that played in England and then flew over and finished off in the United States?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
37-21. Bar Eve with a little bit of a momentum shift now as they get the steal. And the ball. They trail 37-21. With 5.5 left to play here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's kicked by Lavasseur, staying with the Vikings. I strongly encourage you, being the music lover, to check that one out, though.
I will. I mean, it's not often that you get that thumbs up from Dwayne Shake.
Yeah. Been wanting to see it for a while. 3 weeks into it, I thought we'd have the theater to ourselves, and it was still a packed theater. Ooh.
Oh, now there's a terrible call. Lindsey Moody is looking at the ref like, are you serious? Are you serious? As the ball was inbounded. Now it's overturned by Tim Young here. As the one ref had a bad angle, she threw the ball out from the baseline.
I tell you what, the officials are not they're fighting amongst themselves out there. This one official who made the initial call shook his head.
Yeah. Oh, there's a turnover by Thorne.
Bar Eve gets it back. They work it into Ains Coe. She's double-teamed and fouled, and that's going to be a one and bonus.
Dwayne, you're right. The official out here is the veteran official. He's been doing this forever. And
He was not happy being overruled on that one.
The rookie overruled him, and he was really mad about it. It's pretty funny. Although, in this case, I think the rookie was correct. But, oh, now it's a timeout. Now are they going to talk it over? No. Two of them are going to talk, and he's going – I can't believe that guy just overruled me. He's going, gosh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, they're not talking to.
Look, the other guy's going down to the other end. He's trying to hide, but he was right, though.
5:16 to go in the fourth quarter, 37-21 in favor of the Hatchets. Yeah, I think this crew's not getting along with themselves right now.
And they have to share the locker room after the game.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. Have you?
Well, he did not hesitate to express his dissatisfaction with being overruled by the rookie. And they're not even looking at each other.
No.
It's pretty good. But he has been officiating. Oh, now he looks down there like you.
We got one buzzer, one more. Here we go.
No, they're still not going to talk to each other.
5:16 to go, 37-21 in favor of the Hatchets. And we got free throws coming for Addison Ainsco. She'll shoot the one and bonus here.
She's been all over the place tonight.
Ainsco's had a good night for Bar Eve, no doubt about it. First free throw is in. 3 for 3 at the line this quarter. 2, 4, 6, 7. She's 5 for 7 so far. Looking to make it 6 for 8. Their second toss is up and good. Both of them count. 37-23.
Full court pressure now. 2-2-1 full court zone defense.
5 minutes left to go. Jade Browning kicks it out to Allie Barber. Now to Moody.
Back into a 2-3 zone defense. Pretty aggressive, though. A near turnover.
Yeah. Loose on the floor. Browning comes up with it. Browning looking to Lavasseur.
Pretty shaky ball handling there for a minute.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Barry's got him on the ropes at the moment. The Hatchet offense looks a little disheveled here.
Yep. And there's the turnover.
There it is.
And a foul.
A foul called against Moody.
Coach Miles is burying her head like, you've got to be kidding me.
4:40 left to play. We're going to shoot one and bonus again on this end for Bar Eve. And guess what? It's Ainsco at the line. That's not who you want there.
11 turnovers now for Washington.
That's the ninth team foul against the Hatchets.
Yep.
So after this one, it's 2 automatically for Bar Eve. That free throw around the rim, no good. Thorne gets it for the Hatchets.
Still, we got pressure here. And another near turnover, but they finally do get the ball across the 10-second line. Moody's got to just take over the ball handling.
Moody over to Barber. Barber now to Thorne. Thorne back to Browning, over to Moody. Hatchets with 4 minutes left. Barber drives baseline, can't get it. Does get her own rebound. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by a Viking. It'll stay with Washington.
That's 10 rebounds for Barber.
Coach Graber kind of wanted that going the other way, I think.
Yeah, that call looked a little shaky, too.
Inbounds to the Hatchets.
Time to get it inside to Lavasseur, I'm afraid, there, Dwayne.
Ooh.
Oh, there's a turnover. Yeah, she lifted, Lindsay Moody lifted her pivot foot. Another turnover. Pretty sloppy quarter here, Dwayne. Just with under 4 minutes to go, 37-23 in favor of Washington. Washington still in their man-to-man defense.
Wagler. Hands it off to Rachel Wilson. 3:40 left. Bar Eve doesn't have a lot of time to play with.
No, they don't.
They need some points.
And there's an unforced.
Oh, a travel on the other end.
20 turnovers for the Vikings. And I'd say half of them have been what you might call unforced. But the Vikings aren't going to give up here as they're, now they're going to back up. Just as I said that, now they're going to back up into the 2-3 zone, which I don't get because that defense they were just in was pretty strong.
Barber, double team, and now Coach Miles needs a timeout. Her team is not looking like
nope.
She wanted them to. Woo, boy, again, we just got to get through these final 3 minutes. Both teams just not wanting this one to end. And
37-23 still. This quarter, the score is Bar Eve 4, Washington 3. So actually, Bar Eve is 1 point ahead in the entire second half.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
The JV game, 51-26. Washington got the win. Varsity looking to get the victory here. Again, our next girls broadcast Thursday night from North Davies High School. Join Bro and I for the coverage at 7:15. Tip off at 7:30. Hatchet boys will take on North Davies Saturday. Remember the Washington boys Southridge game on Friday night, postponed to January 23rd, I believe is the date for that, as the Southridge Raider football team made their great postseason run. So,
did you catch that Evansville Central football game last night?
I did not.
4 overtimes, I believe it was.
It was a thriller. I heard about it.
Yeah, it was on. I watched it.
I heard about it.
Both teams had plenty of opportunities to win that. But
be interesting to watch that Southridge basketball team, too, under new head coach yes. Mark Rohr. He took over the program.
They're a good team. They're a good squad.
Looking underneath, it's denied by Bar-Eve. A hatchet turnover. Mariah Bullock gets the steal. Hands it to Wagler. Wagler tries for three, and oh my, she hit it. This game is not over yet, fans. A three ball by Melissa Wagler makes it 37-26.
Under 3 minutes.
Bar-Eve has momentum on their side now as Allie Barber was fouled on the floor. It's only the third team foul against Bar-Eve, so it'll be out of bounds for Washington.
Well, yeah, Washington's in a position now where you know, you got to protect the lead a little bit, so there's no need to panic, no need to get a quick shot. Take your time and look for the good shot. 11-point lead, 2:51 to go. Let's see what happens. Can't turn the ball over like you just did.
And they did.
But reciprocating turnovers.
Oh. As Bullock was caught traveling with it as she got the loose ball.
Yep. We got lucky on that one. And now it's
out
of bounds.
That was a tough break for the Vikings yeah, there.
Out of bounds under our basket.
It was a good call, just a tough break. The official happened to be right on that one.
We've got to get the ball inside.
2:43 to play.
2-3 zone still, but it's a pretty aggressive one by Bar-Eve.
37-26.
Levasseur hasn't touched the ball lately. There she has it.
She did. She looked into Thorne, and that's denied by the Vikings. Another hatchet turnover.
But it's down to 2:20, so Bar-Eve's running out of time here. Still working the ball on the half court, and the clock is ticking.
Ainsco kicks it to Bullock. Bullock out to Ainsco. Ainsco to Bullock.
Down to 2 minutes now. You got to get a shot here, and they're being a little too tentative here, or maybe it's the Lady Hatchet defense.
Yeah, Bar-Eve running some time here that they don't have at this point. Rachel Wilson gets it. Wilson out to Ainsco.
And a foul on Barber.
That's only the fourth team foul, so it'll still stay out of bounds for. Or no, double bonus
right.
Now.
On the 10 fouls side there. 10 fouls for Washington, 3 for Bar-Eve.
Ainsco shoots 2 automatic here.
But it is the good news is there's a minute 40 left in the game.
The bad news is this lets them put points on the board without the time ticking yep. away.
And you know they're going to press now, so that we've got to get the ball in the hands of Lindsay Moody.
You say they're going to press now, but it doesn't look like they are.
Surely.
37-27, next free throw is also good. No, they do not press.
No pressure. They're going to be content to stay in the zone defense.
37-28, minute and a half left.
Lindsay needs to just dribble out of the top of the key. Yeah, let the time go by. If they're going to stay in that zone. No, instead
Moody
she shoots a three
shoots
and hits
a three
it.
And hits it. Lindsay Moody connects for three. Makes it 40-28.
Oh.
Blocking foul called against Healy. It's going to give two more free throws to Ainsco. I'm running out of room on her free throws in this fourth quarter.
Well, she's
that's been the scoring for Bar-Eve.
She's one of those players, Dwayne, as you know, that does a good job of drawing body contact. And she's been hitting some free throws.
She hit another one. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. She shot 9 this quarter and only missed one.
And drains the next one.
8 for 9
still,
at the line.
Still no full court pressure.
40-30, the lead is 10, and now, yeah, Moody just walks it, just dribble.
Yeah, I know. Just stay out there top of the 10-second line. Make them make them come at you if they're gonna play a zone. I don't know why we're trying to penetrate.
Now the pressure's coming out. Levasseur.
Back it out.
Over to Moody. Now it's a Thorn.
There's Moody at the top of the key now.
Under a minute, 45 seconds left.
Bar-Eve not fouling.
They have
four fouls to give, three fouls to give. 35 seconds left.
At this point, we can just pass the ball out. And
that's what they're doing.
I know.
30 seconds left.
Still no fouls.
Healy is fouled as she takes her move to the bucket, and Healy's shooting two. Miles is saying, why did you do that?
But, I know.
But Healy is shooting two free throws.
And we're down to 20 seconds. And I don't quite understand why Barreve did not foul with a minute something.
First free throw from Quincy Healy is coming up, and it is good. Well, the Hatchets held to just 7 points so far in this fourth quarter. So
yeah.
Credit to Barreve defense for shutting them down.
Yeah, they had a hard time getting the ball inside.
That free throw is well short, and the rebound controlled by the Vikings.
Well,
15 seconds left.
This game is over, Dwayne.
7 seconds left. Ainsco, no good at the buzzer, and that's where we end it. The Washington Hatchets remain unbeaten. They'll move to 6-0 on the young season with their final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 41, the Barreve Vikings 30. Post-game report coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important. But so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
The voice of the Hatchets!
We're back at the Hatchet House, where the Washington Lady Hatchets remain unbeaten with a perfect 6-0 record, defeating the Barreve Lady Vikings here on the home floor tonight. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 41, the Barreve Lady Vikings 30. Post-game report brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington. Individual scoring first for the Hatchets, two players leading the way. Lindsay Moody finished with 13 points on the night. And also with 13, Kinsella Lavasseur, the freshman. 6 points for Elena Thorne, 4 points for Allie Barber, one free throw for Quincy Healy, and one free throw for Hadley Faith. 13 for Lindsay Moody, and 13 for Lavasseur. 6 for Elena Thorne, 4 for Allie Barber, 1 for Quincy Healy, and 1 for Hadley Faith. For the Barreve Lady Vikings, they were led by Addison Ainsco. She actually led all scorers tonight. Ainsco finished with 18 points on the night, leading all scorers with 18. Then it was 8 points for Melissa Wagler, 3 for Tracy Stahl, and 1 free throw for Mariah Bullock. Ainsco with 18. 8 for Wagler, 3 for Stahl, and 1 for Mariah Bullock. Coach Gretchen Miles joins us on the postgame report. Coach, again, as I said with Coach Brothers, there's no style points awarded in basketball. We're certainly thankful for that. As this one got a little ugly at times, but again, you have the more points on the board than the visitors, and you get the win here tonight.
Right, and you know, you got to tip your caps off to Barrie. They just kept coming at you and coming at you and coming at you. And Ainsco did a tremendous job of getting to the lane, and we just had no answer for her. She kind of gets herself in around the basket, makes a great move to finish it off. So a very good basketball player. And the pressure bothered us in the last 2 minutes of the game with that high 2-3 zone. So definitely when those things come about, you know, our coaches are always making that to-do list of what we've got to get better at. But again, our kids are grinding out ways to find a win. You know, 17 turnovers is way too many that we have for ourselves. And a lot of those two were unforced, but the second and the fourth quarter there, a lot of those were because Barrie was putting the pressure on us and we just didn't handle it very well. You know, when you out-rebound them, I think we've got ourselves to like 26-17 and 12 offensive rebounds to those three. That sounds like a pretty good stat, but we were not finishing off offensive rebounds, missed a lot of shots around the basket. But it came down to also that second half is just trading baskets with them. Back and forth, back and forth. So they made a good run with us. But at the end of the day, you got to find a way to win, get the win, and move on.
6-0 now, Coach. Another victory on your home floor here tonight. I agree with you. Credit Barrie. They came to play tonight, stuck with their game plan towards the end there. Didn't really kind of let the time run out. They didn't really bring the challenge on in the final minutes. But, you know, they stayed within the realm of what they thought they could play.
And we
with
were
tonight.
Fortunate time ran out. I mean, kind of the way the game was going, we were lucky. I know people kind of laugh about that when you say, if you won or lost, you say, well, we were ahead when time ran out. Like, I'm serious about that. And talking to our kids, too, that, you know, from game to game and as coaches, we could say, hey, we need to play like we did in this game or don't play like we did in this game. But for our kids, like, we got to stay in the moment. Like, where you are right now, we've got to make sure we're playing as hard as we can, cleaning up the unforced turnovers and find a way to win. And still trying to get people in the mix. And we still have, you know, Maddie Dan out. Hopefully we'll get her next week. And these few days before the next game, get Hadley's wrist. She was tough tonight, try to get in there, do some things. Because sometimes some kids are going to have off nights. And when that happens, we got to have those other ones ready, that when opportunity knocks, we got to be ready to go.
We were looking for Barrie to maybe foul there in the last couple of minutes, but they elected to stay in their zone trap, which ate up a lot of time there in the last couple of minutes. So.
And I think they only had one or two team fouls.
Three, yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
So, again, you're stopping the clock. We got to get it back in. You don't go that route with it, too. But, you know, and we talked in the locker room, too. You know, we're not the only team in the state of Indiana that's playing freshmen. Unexperienced varsity players are battling injuries. It's what it is, unfortunately, when it comes to injury part of it. But we've got to, again, continue to get better, continue to stay competitive, continue to work hard, because we talked about, too, this second half of our season, come December, January, you know, the end of this month, like, it doesn't get any easier. And as Coach Brothers knows, it's because people are out on the scouting trail more. They know your strengths and weaknesses. We've got to, you know, make our weaknesses our strengths and find more strengths. But, you know, just keep at it and keep going, because the conference keeps getting tougher. Our non-conference schedule keeps getting tougher, too. And it's definitely not going to get any easier for us. We're going to earn the good, bad, and the ugly.
Allie Barber got 10 rebounds tonight.
Well, that's great. That is a tremendous stat. I mean, that is good.
Yeah.
And, again, on both ends of the floor, she was battling. I know she would really like to have some of those offensive rebounds back to her, because she did. She went to the hole hard. It was just one of those things that the ball just didn't go in the basket. And when that happens, it was good to see her still battle to get rebounds for us, because definitely when Barrie shot it, it was really important for us to rebound that first miss, especially when it was coming out from the block area. I felt like Ainsco got to the block whenever she wanted to do it with us.
Is there any talk, Coach, about making this the triple header it once was with the boys in the Thanksgiving Eve battle, maybe a JV game, girls game, varsity game?
That
you remember
was super
those
fun
days?
Back in the day. It was great for the crowd purposes to get three games in, also for the girls to play in front of the big crowd also.
We talked a lot about that, and I, in the
broadcast.
We
were just lucky to get them back on the schedule. I mean, you know, county rivals next door, always a very good basketball team, always going to make us better and always give us, you know, a very, very coming at us competitive game. And, again, with Coach Graber and Coach Holt, who has many years of tradition of success with his teams, getting these kids to play competitive. These kids are going to continue to get better, because, unfortunately for Barrie, I say unfortunately, it's great for their volleyball team, but their basketball team takes a back seat in the first couple weeks of the season. So they're just kind of getting started. So you look for this team to really kind of make some noise the next couple months and really turn the corner. And they're young. I think the Wilson girl's a senior, but you got Ainsco's a sophomore. Bullock and Wagler are juniors. I mean, they're going to – definitely be a force to be reckoned with next year too.
So that answer was probably no.
I'm not in charge.
We're
lucky. Just,
it would be great though, wouldn't you agree? It would be great to see that happen.
We're lucky
again.
Just to be in charge of our team. A lot of times our coaches don't let me do that either. So I'm just kidding. So yeah, thank you guys for covering us again tonight. And again,
absolutely.
We're lucky to get the W, and we're getting out of here
6-0. And again, a great run so far. Let's keep this momentum going. North Davies next Thursday on the road, another county rival. We look forward to it.
Okay, thank you guys.
We'll be back to wrap it up after this from the Hatchet House on WAMW.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
If you're traveling through the south side of town, save yourself some time, gas, and money, and let us pump your gas. Stop by Southside One Stop and fill up. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. Our Southside One Stop location is stocked and staffed for your convenience. Our full-service station is open, and we pump your fuel 7 days a week. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 to 5 on Sunday.
Freddy Energy in Washington. Locally owned and operated. Fueling your everyday life.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
Did you know that fall is the best time to plant trees and shrubs? Heller's Lawn Pro suggests reseeding and fertilizing your lawn in the fall. With colder weather coming, critters will be looking for a place to nest for the winter. So now is a perfect time for fall cleanup. Let Heller's prepare your lawn for next spring. For reseeding, fertilizing, planting, and lawn maintenance, call Heller's Lawn Pro at 610-0055 for an estimate.
The Voice of the Hatchets.
Back for a final time at the Hatchet House. Washington wins it tonight 41-30. They also get the JV victory 51-26. The only thing left to do is to hand out the postgame awards. We start first with our Freddy Energy, High Energy Player of the Game. Steve Brothers.
That would go to Allie Barber. Allie had 4 points but had 10 rebounds.
Big night on the boards for Allie Barber.
4 offensive and 6 defensive, and she was all over the place tonight.
10 rebounds for Allie Barber. 4 points are Freddy Energy, High Energy Player of the Game. The Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
Well, another good game for Kensia Lavasseur. She had 13 points and 7 rebounds. Didn't quite get that double-double, but was pretty darn close. And another fine game by Kensia.
And a quiet 13 points.
Yeah, yes, it was.
We didn't mention her name a lot, but she managed to put them through when we needed them. Well, 13 points for Lavasseur.
Barreve did a nice job of defending her tonight, but she still managed to get in double figures, yep.
Kensia Lavasseur, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough High Energy Player of the Game. Finally, the overall MVP presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington.
Well, tonight's Lindsay Moody. She played a really good game. She had 13 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 for 8 from the field, including 2 for 4 from the three-point arc. And that second three-pointer she hit kind of broke the back of Barreve as they were clawing back into the game. So, and as always, was the floor general and did a good job tonight.
Definitely deserving of the honor tonight. Lindsay Moody, our overall MVP, presented by Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Well, 6-0 so far. After the Thanksgiving break, we head into North Davies on Thursday night on the road, Steve Brothers. Let's keep this momentum rolling as the Hatchets continue to grow and continue to improve game in and game out.
6-0 is fun, Dwayne. 6-0 is fun.
Yep. We'll be at North Davies Thursday night. Tip off at 7:30. Pre-game coverage at 7:15. Meanwhile, for the Barreve Lady Vikings, you can always follow them on our sister station, 95.9 and 101.3. And, you know, Coach Graber and the Lady Vikings gave Washington all they can handle tonight. Had them on the ropes at times this evening.
They played pretty well. They did. Yep.
41-30, our final in the varsity contest. 51-26 in the JV. Washington gets two here in front of the home crowd at the Hatchet House this evening. For Steve Brothers and Andy Morrison back at home base, this is Dwayne Shake saying goodnight and so long from the Hatchet House in Washington.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. And our home center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.